we get things underway this hour by talking a little Bruins. And to do that, well, we turn to our expert on the Bruins, Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston. Hello, Ty.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Doing well. Thank you. Same to you. It's a little different without the marathon this year, but it was nice, as it always is, to have a little morning baseball to start the day.
Yeah, it always surprises me. Every year I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a baseball game at 11 a.m. or whatever, whenever it starts. But, yeah, it's always great, and we get the hockey team doing their thing as well.
Yeah, they sure are, and playing a very good hockey lately. That Capitals game, safe to say that was a bit chippy?
Just a little bit, huh? These teams, it seems that every game has been like that, with the exception of the 8-1 game a few weeks ago, which you understand is blowout, really no room for that competitive kind of juice, if you will. So this is a good rivalry, right? You have some players on both sides that I believe are here because of that, right? Like, I would say that Nick Ritchie and Trent Frederick have carved out roles in this team because of, you know, what they can do against the Capitals. Now, Frederick didn't play yesterday, but Ritchie was in there. You know, Tenorti's another guy who is here, I believe, for that rivalry in a way. So they're built to play each other well, right? And so I think that this season series has been close. But I think yesterday was big for the Bruins in the sense that I think it sort of narrows the gap between these teams. The Capitals are in first place. The Bruins are in fourth. But I really feel if you're the Bruins, you should feel pretty confident going into a playoff series against that team.
Well, and as you pointed out, too, in that big win yesterday, it was really the leaders of the team, you know, Bergeron, Marchand, and Krejci, that came up big.
Yeah, they were huge. Two goals each for all three. Power play goals, shorthanded goals, kind of all over the board there. So, and that was good because that was a game where, you know, Mike Riley, who's been good since being acquired from Ottawa, really had his first bad game as a Bruin. I would say the power play didn't connect as well as it could have earlier and then late again. So you were finding ways to sort of make up for things that have been good to you but had sort of tapered off yesterday. So and that's what you want, right? You want your leaders coming up and saving the day. And I thought that yesterday you got that from all three of your leaders. So a big day for them, and don't sleep on, you know, what these guys are doing on that second line, namely Krejci, and being able to have the Bergeron line with Marchand and Pastrnak back together, what that's doing for this team.
And also the fact, as you point out in your piece, that the Caps are a physical team, and so the Bruins have to respond with some physicality, and they didn't shy away from that.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's another part of what makes this rivalry a bit closer, in my opinion, is that, you know, a few years ago, if this was happening, we're kind of sitting back and watching and saying, oh, man, how are they going to handle these guys? Now it seems like they handle it. They find ways to either keep pace, steer the game back in their direction, or to just simply match it, right? And so I think that if you can do that versus being overwhelmed by it, now it's a coin flip. Now it's, okay, this is a game now versus, okay, this team is so drastically tougher and bigger and stronger than we are. What are we going to do? So I think that's one thing that has really helped even this rivalry up here and make this maybe more of an advantage for the Bruins than the Capitals, given some of their issues this season as well.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. Did the Bruins improve themselves more than any other team at the trade deadline?
You know, I'm inclined to say yes. I think when you look at their roster, what they're getting here, right, this second line, with Taylor Hall. I mean, this is the first time Krejci's had a dynamic winger like Taylor Hall in probably half a decade, if not longer. That fourth line with Curtis Lazar now between Sean Corral and Chris Wagner has an identity. You can put them in the defensive zone, the offensive zone, wherever, and they're going to swim. They're going to be fine. And then Mike Riley, I mean, it's a huge addition. I think this might be the most underrated addition, to be honest with you. He steps in, comes from a bad Ottawa team. He only cost you a third-round pick, but he's played 20 minutes a night. He's quarterbacking your first power play unit, and they've been a plus, basically, when he's on the ice, I would say, more often than not, in terms of pushing play the other way, getting chances, things of that nature. So what Riley does, really, is he takes the pressure off that left side beat, right? With Macker's lookout, you're leaning really heavily on Jeremy Lauzon, Jake Saborl, and Jared Tenorti, you know, guys who may not be ready for that kind of moment, namely in the case of Lauzon and Saborl. So having him there is such a pressure release valve for the rest of the defense and the rest of the team that I think he might be the biggest addition for them.
You think there's any chance, Ty, that Brad Marchand gets any number of votes for the Hart Trophy this year?
If I were voting, he would. I think that he's been phenomenal. And you look at the way the Bruins have played. Typically, when they win games, it's because he's had a great game. And I think that, you know, truthfully, I might be biased here, but I put more stock into what he's doing than what Connor McDavid is doing. And that's not to say that McDavid isn't incredible and the best player in the league. He absolutely is. However, when you're playing the Ottawa Senators and the Calgary Flames, the Vancouver Canucks, you're playing them 9 times a year. I do kind of hold that against you. They're not great teams in terms of defense or goaltending or what have you. So I do weigh quality of competition. And I think that when you look at what Marchand's done against some of these teams in this division, in this, you know, what he's done to help the Bruins be one of the better teams in the league, I would say that he's in consideration. He'd be my top three, but we're going to see how the voting goes. But you just watch his game and look at, you know, you follow the trends, right? When they're winning or they're making a comeback, it's typically on the back of Brad Marchand. So for me, that earns you Hart Trophy consideration.
Since we talked with you last, our friend, former Black Bear Jeremy Swayman, has had, a pretty impressive National Hockey League debut.
I know. I've been waiting for us to talk again because I remember when we talked about it last week. We said, he might get in a game here. We'll see how he does. I mean, he's run with it, right? Like, this is unbelievable to see a kid step in at 22 to have, I believe, was 9 games of total experience at a pro level before he stepped in. And he's been phenomenal. 4 wins, a 930 save percentage, basically. He has totally surpassed my expectations. And now it's looking like, and again, it's very early, we all know, it's looking like the Bruins have a realistic long-term option in net once Tuukka Rask leaves or retires or whatever. And it looks like it's going to be Jeremy Swayman. And he has just been phenomenal. Stepping in against some high-quality competition with Washington, looking, you know, the Islanders, shuts out the Islanders as well. Just a phenomenal start for this kid's career. You got to love it.
And as Bruce Cassidy pointed out, what might be most impressive so far is that he hasn't allowed a bad goal.
Yeah, no, he's been great. When he gets beat, it's like, okay, that's a good shot. That's an NHL level goal that he just gave up. So that's been the big difference, right, between Swayman and Vladar, in my opinion, is that there's been times where Vladar, while playing impressive and probably above a level that he should be at right now, there have been some goals where you're like, okay, that you can't let that one in. But Swayman, you've seen him sort of, I would say, jump Vladar on the depth chart here. Now he's the number three behind Halak and Rask. So it's going to be interesting, right? Because you have two guys that are free agents here with Rask and Halak. Do they look at it and say that Swayman's ready, or do they want to give him maybe a full year, you know, a real year, if you will, in the AHL next season and see where he's at? But, I mean, one thing's for sure, he's knocking at the door. He's not going to be turned away, it seems. So it's a good story for Swayman, and you got to hope he keeps it going here.
So 3 games with the Sabres this week. Is this a good opportunity to pick up some points?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at the standings right there. The Bruins are 6 points out of first place, and they have 3 games in hand over the Capitals. Okay, that's 3 games against the Sabres. You should win those games, especially here. It seems like Kyle Okpozo is done for the year in Buffalo. Took a shot to the head yesterday. So that team, obviously, with the trades they've made, with Eichel being out for the season as well, you should win these games. So this is a great chance to make up some ground here and really change discussion from moving from being a fourth-place team in the division to maybe a first-place team. So the opportunity is in front of the Bruins here. I mean, these are the games that you have to bank points. You want to make it so at the end of the season they have a few games with the Rangers, and the Rangers are nipping at their heels. You want to make those games really not matter, right? And you do that by winning these games, these gimmies, if you will, and a great chance here for the Bruins.
Check out Ty's work at 98.5, thesportshub.com. Ty, thanks so much as always. Enjoy the games this weekend. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Ty Anderson here on Downtown.